Lonnie Grafman is here in the studio. He is an instructor of environmental resources, engineering, and appropriate technology here at the university. He teaches courses on design, energy, and appropriate technologies. He's really quite amazing. If I were to rattle off all his accolades, we'd be here the whole day. Welcome to the show, Lonnie.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us a few of your things. You're director for the Practivistas, is it?
The Practivistas program. Right now, some of my more current activity is a project manager for Swale, which is the floating food forest in New York. We have an orchard and hundreds of local plants floating through New York and docking at different bays. And teaching courses right now, instructor here at HSU.
Nexi.
Also the chief product officer of Nexi, which is, it's an energy monitor for people's homes. It helps people understand how much energy they're using, but just through lights and colors, no numbers or graphs. My most current and immediate thing is first time author of a new book called To Catch the Rain.
Congratulations. And you're in your final hours of the Kickstarter campaign. Let's talk about that a little bit.
That's true. It's pretty exciting. So, you know, started this book last year with Humboldt State University Press as the publisher. And it was really an amazing experience working with them and having the push to actually get a book out there. And then last month, about 28 days ago, we put the book on Kickstarter to raise money for distribution and also translation into other languages and to just make the book a little bit more beautiful. And, you know, we set the goal at $7,000. On Kickstarter, you have to make your goal or you don't get the money. $7,000 would allow us to get all of our goals, including Spanish translation. And then we also set a reach goal of 14,000, which would get us Kiswahili translation and a tour through Tanzania. But we didn't know what was going to happen. You know, we made the Kickstarter with almost no budget and, you know, students and me working together. And we passed our $7,000 goal in just 9 days.
That's fantastic.
And so now we have 5 hours left.
Okay.
We have $300 left to reach our reach goal of $14,000.
Great.
Which is the one that gets us the book tour in Tanzania. That book tour will be done by someone we've worked with for years who will be also doing the translation. And, you know, the dollars are important, but I think the number that excites me the most is the number of backers on Kickstarter. So we have 300, as of right now, we have 301 backers. That's 301 people that are getting either the digital or the physical version of the book. And it's just really exciting to me that there's that many people that care.
So talk about the book. What is the book about?
The book is about rainwater catchment, specifically about how communities come together to collect rain and also how other people can do it as well. So it's a storybook, you know, real stories of communities that I've had the incredible luck of working in. Some of these communities are financially very poor. Some of these communities are financially very rich. What they have in common is people coming together and deciding that they wanted to take ownership of their own water, whether it be for natural disaster relief or to replace drinking surface water, which causes all types of waterborne illness. And so it has those stories. And then it's also a kind of technology how-to book and also a math book. And so you can read any of those three sections.
I like how you... And it's also a math book.
It's also a math book. You know,
the math is for what? Building your own... What's the math about?
So the math and the technology in it is specifically designed so that you can design any type of rainwater catchment system and even other types of systems. It's very generalizable math. It's also very accessible math. It might not look like it at first, and people are welcome to skip that section. But if you endeavor into that section, I think it's pretty rewarding to build your own agency and capacity to design these systems.
Mm-hmm. You know? So water is a big issue globally. Where are some of the countries that you did go and where some of these people are working to catch their own water?
So in the book are stories mostly from Mexico, northern Mexico and southern Mexico, Coahuila and Chiapas, about as different parts of Mexico as you can get. Also in Dominican Republic and the United States, New York and California mostly. Since we've written the book, we've sent pre-release versions to Puerto Rico, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Nepal, and a couple of other places, people that just were willing to suffer through the copy edit issues because they wanted to start implementing the technology now.
Mm-hmm. And for instance, an example of one of the technologies that you have in the book would be?
We worked with, you want a local one or international?
Your pick.
Well, we work with Zane Middle School. And to me, this was an incredible example of the creativity that comes about when you have designers working directly with the stakeholders, the people that are going to be using the technology. And so we have a rainwater catchment system at Zane Middle School that supplies water for the gardens and also for the edible landscaping, designed by students working with teachers and faculty at Zane. And the thing that's fascinating about that system is that it utilizes a zip tie and a flex fitting in this creative way where if a student decides to use the system as a pull-up bar or to get on the roof, it breaks just the zip tie instead of breaking the system, you know? And I think it's, you know, it's just brilliant to recognize that that's going to happen, you know? It's gonna, and let's not break the system. Let's just break a zip tie that's only going to cost 5 cents.
Amazing. And so we're fairly lucky here with our water system in the United States in general, but everywhere else, it's really a serious issue. I mean, waterborne illnesses, fresh sanitation, it's very serious all over the world. Very serious.
Yeah, I think water will just be an increasing issue everywhere, mm-hmm. and, you know, and including in the United States. Mm-hmm. If you look around the United States right now, there's many communities with significant water issues. Mm-hmm. And then Humboldt County, which has plenty of water, also has, you know, the...
Water issues.
Water issues and the real risk of natural disaster.
Yes, as we know quite well. And so in other countries, are people able to generate their own catchment systems and do for themselves, or is this something the government needs to help them with? How's that going to go?
So this book only focuses on systems that are fairly grassroots,
okay,
whether it be from a for-profit or a nonprofit basis. And it's agnostic to what supplies are available. So the book, for instance, covers, I think, 10 different types of catchment surfaces and, you know, 8 different types of tanks. And there's systems where the gutters are made from roofing material that's just been bent. And then there's other systems that are using very modern K-type gutters. And there's other systems that are using PVC. And there's other systems that are using bamboo. And so the math and technology is made very general. So you can just find whatever materials you have available and make your system.
So amazing. So back to the book. Congratulations again. It's called To Catch the Rain. You only have a few hours left for the Kickstarter. How do people find out about, there's a great video on your website. Tell us about the website and how, if anyone's interested in taking you over the top, that they can help.
Thanks. Yeah, it looks like $2 just came in.
All right.
So we're now $290-something away.
If everybody does a couple bucks.
That's right. And you get the PDF for just $1.
Oh, fantastic.
And we feel really supported. The website is tocatchtherain.org. All one word, tocatchtherain.org.
Great. And you have a nice video there. And so the book is through the Humboldt University Press.
That's correct.
And that's why you can also get it digitally.
That's correct. The support of Humboldt State University Press made it really possible for us to have this book be free. So after the Kickstarter is done, the digital version will be free for people, and the physical version will cost more than it does in the Kickstarter. The Kickstarter represents a significant discount, but then it will be available in bookstores and on Amazon as well.
Okay, give us the website one more time.
Tocatchtherain.org.
Okay, congratulations. It's an amazing book.
I really appreciate your time. And I love being in this community. As I look through the statistics of who's donating, it's amazing how much support we've gotten from Humboldt. There's over 50 states and 30 countries that have supported us, but Humboldt has been one of our strongest supporters.
Well, you've been here a long time, and you're a familiar face in the community, and everyone wants to help support you. So you're really amazing. Reading everything about you, it's fascinating. So
that's very sweet. I appreciate that.
Onward, and all the best to you. Thank you for being on the magazine.
Thank you. I have a lot of luck to get to work with the students and community members I get to work with, and I appreciate your time.
Okay, that website.
Tocatchtherain.org.
Thanks, Lonnie. Lonnie Grafman. He's worked and led teams on hundreds of domestic and international projects across a broad spectrum of sustainability, from solar power to earthen construction, micro hydropower to rainwater catchment, building renewable energy products in a multitude of countries. He has a new book, To Catch the Rain. It's a book about how communities come together to catch the rain and how others can do it as well. They're in the final hours of their Kickstarter campaign, closing today, To Catch the Rain. Thanks to Lonnie Grafman for joining us on the magazine and for all that he does. Really an amazing person.